Somebody gonna ask me, am I scared to get drafted to the war? No, because I'm not going. Shit, I ain't gonna pass the mental health check or the drug test. Shit, if I can't smoke before we go to battle, I'm not the soldier for you.
So I was scrolling on the interweb the other day, and then I got a notification from another podcast, the Frocast.
Shout out Frocast. They show so much love to us,
so
man.
So much love, man.
For real. Frocast so much the truth.
Reposting, yeah. You know, stories. I'm like, I have time while I'm at work, supposed to be doing work. Let me go check out the Frocast, man.
Yeah, please go check out the Frocast.
Y'all, hey, when I tell y'all, y'all definitely need to go check it out, man.
They good.
I listened to the episode. I forgot what number episode I listened to. But I like the way the podcast is set up. But when I tell you I was over there hollering.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonte Tickle. Giving a shout out to my people at MappyAfro.com.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay right, dog. One.
It is what it is.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. And my last a.k.a. Rap Shit. Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you thinking life is sweet, want to play around with the boys, don't taking this shit serious, out here just podding, just a pod. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off, show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. We're on them all. Don't forget to, we also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar and get shouted out on the show, like our latest Patreons. We got two this week, Queen Germ. We got Shalom and we got Jacob. Okay. So shout out to Shalom and Jacob, you know what I'm saying, for showing us love. You could be just like them, get shouted out on the show by becoming a patron. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in said story. We'll shout you out again, like Sleazy's Black Farmer, 12 Cal, Uncle Dolomite, Big Smash, West Virginia Uncommon Place, Eclectic, Ruler, myself, Short T, all those people been showing us love, even more, I can't remember. But it's so much people showing us love, and we appreciate that. And you show us love, we'll show you love back. You know what I'm saying? We show you love on the back end. You show us love on the front end, we show you love on the back end. You know what I'm saying? That's how I like that.
That's Queen Germ,
I got to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Now, this is for the adults. This is for the adults. You ever been in the mood, you know what I'm saying? You and your lover doing the do, and y'all like on the floor or something, and you're getting slippery and stuff like that. You slide, you can't get that traction that you need.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got socks on. You know how you got socks, regular socks, you just slide all over the floor, right? So, what if you think they invented a sock that got, like, grippers on them for sex? How would you think
for
about
sex?
That? Yes.
What about even if you didn't want them for
I mean, you can wear them around as socks. They you know what I'm saying? But they have a grip on them for a reason.
Yeah, and it's perfect for sex.
Perfect for sex. Yes, for him or her. Where is it?
I think I'd be interested.
Okay, where there is an invention. This shit is called clap cleats. Look it up,
like
clap cleats.
Clap.
Yes, clap cleats. Go to them, clapcleats.com. Check them out. And if you use the word Nappy Afro, it's savings, the code Nappy Afro, NAPPYAFRO. You can save 10% on your order.
Okay. Sounds good enough to
check out clap cleats. Listen, everybody's been in a situation where if they had a little grip, they could have got it how they wanted to get it, but they kept slipping and it just didn't go wrong. But if you had your clap cleats on.
So clap cleats can help you clap the cheeks.
Clap cleats can help you clap cheeks.
I like
yes.
it.
Yes.
I like it a lot.
Yes. So go to clapcleats.com, use code NappyAfro at checkout, and save 10%. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good. So, all the panders out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. So far, so good.
Okay.
Getting closer and closer to this motherfucking spring break. And when I tell
Amen.
You, I ain't got much plans. But I don't plan to do a motherfucking thing that
Amen.
I don't want to do.
Amen.
So, we got about 8 more days. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. Eight more days.
So, that's what I'm looking forward to doing. Relaxing.
Spring break, man. Like I said, I don't want to do much. I just want to relax. You know what I'm saying? I want to wear shoes as least as possible. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in flip-flops or barefoot most of that time because it's just, I don't want to do anything. I just want to relax, recharge myself. You know what I'm saying? Just do what the fuck I want to do. I don't want to have, you know, since I ain't really going nowhere, I have no big plans or nothing like that. So, you know, that's all about that. As far as my week, pretty typical. You know what I'm saying? Did a couple shows, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know. Check us out. We're going to be on the Cognac Room podcast. Check this out, you know what I'm saying? Me and Queen Germ. You know, we're getting around. We're doing the rounds now, you know what I'm saying? You know, you know, we're picking our shots where we want to go. It's not like we're going to whore ourselves out. Y'all going to hear us on all kinds of shows. So listen, I ain't trying to sound cocky or nothing. We can't do everybody's show. Now, I'm just going to be real with y'all, man. It's just, you know, you shouldn't want to. So, you know, it's not, you know, don't look at us funny if we turn you down. It's nothing personal. It's just that, you know, we don't want to overexpose ourselves. It's like we like our little balance that we have. All right. So just saying. Today in Black History, even though I know Black History Month ended yesterday. And today at the time of this recording, as the good brother 12 Kyle says, it is March the 1st. The Ides of March. No, it ain't the Ides, is it? The Ides is like the 15th. My bad. It's like the 1st of March. But still, we forgot we ain't do a show the first week of Black History Month. We missed it because it would have been on the 1st or something like that.
Could be easy birthday.
You know what I'm saying? We gave him the week off. You know what I'm saying? We ain't want to work the man too hard. So we gave him the week off. So this is the Black History Month fact we owe y'all from that day. So look at it as us fulfilling our contractual obligation to Black History by noting someone of Black historical figureness every week that we did a show in the month of February, as they say. Okay. All right. Amen. So, today in Black History, we celebrate Little Jeannie Sheridan, the first 8-year-old admitted to eat free for children 6 and under. No. Shout out to Miss Jeannie Sheridan. You are a pioneer. Many of mothers have done this, lied on their children, just because your big ass grown ass trying to pass for a lower goddamn
whatever the age, cutoff is.
Yes, be that. That's how old you is, nigga. You got a whole mustache. You trying to pass for 10 and under, nigga? You crazy? Your ass worked there part time. You're not 10. He just big for his age. Like, nigga, we know you work here, nigga. Like, I seen you. You go to school with my children. That nigga go to community college with you. Like, nigga, you go to op with my kids. You go to the alternative school. I know you. Like, are you kidding me? Like, come on, man.
People need a break.
I understand. But, you know, in the scheme back then.
Especially if my child don't eat a lot. I just can't pay. I mean, like, if you got this a child nigga eat a lot. Like a grown person, maybe I could pay the grown people price.
But you try to get a free meal, and this nigga got three plates already. And you talking about something this nigga ate.
Them niggas is trifling. No. When you got a kid that's 10 and eat like a 5-year-old, I don't need to pay.
Well,
I don't need to pay.
Don't get them a buffet price. They can't eat buffet. If they ain't going to eat a buffet, get their ass a meal and pay for that shit. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but chances are it'll be cheaper to get the buffet.
So one of your niggas going to have to pay for a meal regular price. You're going to lie and get this free one, or in a little one that don't eat much. Buy that nigga, pay $4.99 for this grilled cheese sandwich, and we'll call it an even deal. No swap, no swindle.
And you ain't got it together tonight.
I know, right? I'm just off my game.
I think it's too many blunts.
No, I think it's too many shows.
I don't think so.
I think that's what it is.
Okay, well, let's get into ours. We got to focus on us.
Man, Queen Germ. So we're just giving love to Queen, little Jeannie Sheridan, man. So calm down. Man, Beezy going to edit all this out, man. It's going to sound so smooth, you're not going to hear no stutters. Trust me. Got the best motherfucking engineer, producer, whatever you want to call what he does, mixologist in the fucking game. Be motherfucking easy. Shout out to him. But yeah, man. I got to know something, Queen Germ. Is this true? Can we stop acting like men are the only ones doing the body shaming? Okay? So, first of all, men get accused of body shaming all the time. But we know it's really women that are the real body shamers, okay? So women constantly post things like this. Anything below 5'2 is a dwarf. 5'2 to 5'5 is a child. 5'5 to 5'7 is a young boy. 5'7 to 5'11 is a young man. 6 feet and up is a king and more. These are just women constantly say these things. They say 4'9 to 5'4, a little brother. 5'5 to 5'9, friend zone. 5'10 to 6'1, dateable. 6'2 and over is a cheater. You know what I'm saying? According to the University of Chicago, this is a fact, a man who is 5 feet 6 inches tall needs to earn an additional $175,000 per year to be as desirable as a man who is about 6 feet tall. A 6'2 man can earn $30,000 less than a 6 foot man and will be viewed as equally desirable.
That's just by dumb people.
So they have a chart of what your height is, how much income you need to be desirable by women. So if you're 5 feet tall, they say you need to make $317,000 a year to be desirable.
And the people who wrote this ain't got no man. I can tell you that now.
Listen.
The average height of a nigga is 5'10", 5'11".
That's not even the average. It's lower than that.
But I'm saying I see too many shorter niggas. So I'm like, ain't nobody 6 feet like that.
Okay, so a 5'2 nigga gotta make $269,000 $269,000 a year.
That's not happening.
A 5'4 nigga, 221. A 5'6 nigga, 175. A 5'8 nigga, 138. Look, a 5'10 nigga, he only gotta make $24,000 a year. A 6 foot nigga, he can make less than, they said the money goes down to be considered desirable. It's in plus money, so you're more desirable. So it's like, you don't need it. You can make less money.
Well, all I'm going to tell you is this. All that showed me is when I said that people settle, clearly people settle. Because if you got to have that kind of money and be the height, whatever the differential is and how they got it played out, ain't nobody getting that. Because most of the people, now you might have some overachievers that show up because they got the little complex. Yes. So they want to do more.
Yes.
But I can guarantee you, most of the short niggas out here in this world, they ain't making no money like that. Because the average person ain't making $200,000 and something.
But look though, to look desirable is what they saying.
But I'm telling you, he gonna still get a wife and some churns, yes. Some baby mamas.
So how do y'all look at short niggas out there? That's what I want to know.
I basically. Like short niggas. Uh-huh. I mean, as long as a nigga is taller than me, I ain't that tall, so it don't matter.
Okay, so as long as they're taller than you.
As long as they're taller than me, they got a shot.
You ain't
got
to be 5'3", talking about you need a nigga 6'2".
I don't, because everybody want to holler about my churn, but what the fuck did you think your grandparents
You short as fuck. Are? You the one bringing the goddamn thing down. So exactly. So because of your shortness, you want to overcompensate?
He shouldn't want to fuck with your ass.
Yeah, he be like, what about my children? Like, exactly. Shit, I don't want to have the children with your short ass.
Exactly. I'm 6 foot.
And yeah, you 5'2", and I'm 6'5". Like, nigga, no, you bringing me down. I'm going to find this 5'9" woman right here.
And we can have us some
exactly. We're going to have us some big old kids.
So that's why I'm just like, people be with the bullshit. They write stuff, they say stuff, but that shit don't mean nothing. Because in everyday life, people done get their knocks and their bumps and bruises. And a whole lot of people getting with what want to get with them.
Yeah.
I can tell you that now. Mm-hmm. And especially if you be done did all the stuff in your life that you done had to do.
So, I just don't understand this love. Because like I said, women body shame men. But go back to where we started. Women body shame more than men body shame women.
No, they don't.
Yes, it is. They do it all the time.
They do that, but then y'all allowed, again, men allowed this foolishness. Because y'all want to say y'all were supposed to be the hunter-gatherers, the people who were supposed to be the protectors, the people who were supposed to do da-da-da-da. So men put up this standard of what a man looked like. Women didn't do that. So when y'all brainwashed us into believing that we were supposed to look a certain way, y'all already said what were
y'all brainwashed us into thinking we supposed to look a certain way.
Y'all said that the big men, the man who was the strongest, y'all have all this stuff to prove these pissing contests, to prove who is the most masculine, the most macho.
Yeah.
That's a man's thing.
That's
a man thing. We didn't come up with that shit. So therefore, now that y'all can't live up to whatever y'all standard was, y'all over here the Hitlers of the world. Y'all want to say that we supposed to be this, that, and the third, but most of y'all ain't gonna look like that, and it's okay. And my thing is, anybody who body shames any person or what have you is silly, because you don't know why I look the way I look. Somebody could have an actual health situation. The job I have may not allow me, you know what I'm saying? I might spend so much time doing my job that I don't have time to really worry about a whole bunch of other stuff like fitness and all of that. So you don't know why somebody could just be fucking lazy. But if I'm okay with how I look, why are you so grossed out by me coming through the store if I'm heavy set or short or tall or whatever? So people need to get over the physical, because that ain't doing nothing for nobody. And then talking about somebody got to make so much more money because they supposedly not desirable. How the hell you figure? And then that tall nigga gonna fuck you and leave your ass over there with them three germs.
But at least he's more desirable.
Yeah, he desirable. And then once you done got that shit, it ain't no more desire in it.
So take for instance our homeboy. The little one. In his current state, how much does he have to make to look desirable?
$1 million a year. And I say that with all the love in my heart for that fella.
Hey, man, I tell you what.
And it's hard out here. And I'm just saying, based off the people. I mean,
Lord.
They talking about height, but you got to have a ratio of all of the other things, too. So that distribution, it's at least $500,000 a year.
I got a question, man. I got this sent to me, man, by one of our listeners. They sent this in. They was like, hey, man, I want y'all to expound on this. So what I saw was, it was a petition online on change.org. It said, cancel problematic Discovery series that ignores the victimization of black women. This was written by Lex.
Written?
Yes, written. Okay. The petition started by Lexis Exodus. All right. She said, recently, Tina Knowles Lawson has partnered with the Discovery Channel to produce a documentary that's called Profiled, The Black Man, an attempt to counter the media's negative portrayals of black men. She said, as a black woman who is also a classically trained journalist who understands minority media depictions very well, this is extremely problematic, as the actual research, statistics, and data paint a drastically different picture. According to the FBI, at least 4 black women and girls were murdered per day in the United States in 2020 alone. We've seen a stark increase in numbers recently, and according to the black women advocacy organization Black Femicide America, A black woman is killed in the U.S. once every 6 hours. According to the United States Department of Justice, black women are much more likely to be sexually assaulted and 4 times more likely than white women to be murdered by a significant other. More disturbingly, 92% of these killings were intraracial, which means the overwhelmingly majority of these murders were committed by a black man against a black woman. She said, surely, this is a lot, people, hold on, I'm bringing it home. Since black women are being victimized in such a significant and horrific manner, shouldn't there be more media coverage spreading awareness about these crimes? If anything, we do not need to be creating documentaries that minimize the victimization of black women and girls within these communities by indicating that the culprits are simply being profiled. Furthermore, Tina Knowles Lawson indicated that she was inspired to create this documentary as a direct result of a woman calling her son-in-law rapper Jay-Z a gangster, even though he has openly admitted to selling drugs in his community. Being in and out of prison and even openly raps about his illegal escapades and popular songs like Justify My Thug and Big Pimpin'. So hold on. You're using what Jay-Z said in his rhymes. In and out of prison, Jay-Z? When was this? But anyway. Therefore, I ask you to sign this petition to request that the Discovery Channel does one of two of the following items immediately. One, cease airing the Problem miniseries, Profile the Black Man Completely, or create an additional documentary that spreads awareness about the brutality, victimization, and femicide that black women and girls are experiencing globally. Okay. Now, this thing is trying to get 10,000 signatures. After reading all that, do she get a signature from you?
No.
Okay. Now, reason being, why she don't get a signature from you?
I mean, it just doesn't sound like it's signature worthy. I mean, they got enough money and influence if they wanted to start their own little thing, if she felt like it was so near and dear to her heart. But one thing about it, like, I understand it's a lot of things that's going on that's fucked up in this world. I just have to say that you can't be in that victim mindset. Like, if we always talk about being a victim, you're going to be a victim because that's what you are willing to your life. Mm. Like, I don't want to be a victim. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, be way more than just surviving. I want to live and enjoy my life and, you know, have some things and do some things. I'm not worried about every single day of my life. Somebody going to jump on me. Somebody going to rape me. The nigga that I'm with going to do me wrong. Like, yeah, stuff going to happen. But hell, if that's all you think about every morning, noon, and night, that's what you are bound to have. Mm. So, I mean, I just feel like with the level of influence and things that she has, why would you be coming after these people and talking about silencing this and silencing that? Because black men have a hard time too. So if somebody decided to show that angle, if you're talking about you understand the literary work so well, to me, you should understand that both of these stories deserve to be told.
Mm. I mean, because reading the comments on this, I didn't know that people out here existed like this. Some of the comments. This one woman said, black women matter. Without us, no one would be here. Stop birthing your enemy. Stay away from your enemies. Divest. How you feel about that one?
I just feel like that's stupid. Like, if you talking about stop being around your enemy, if y'all ain't raising these kids wrong, they won't be your enemy. Hell, you talking about nobody gonna be here, but if you the ones who's giving birth to these kids, now some of y'all is crazy and they gonna be crazy. But that's probably because you done fucked the wrong nigga out the club. That's your problem. That was your choice.
Mm.
So I don't see how we have to be at war. Like, it's so many black women who are so messed up because of some one black nigga that ain't shit. Like, you can't say the whole race has to ride on the shoulders of this one nigga you encountered that was a piece of shit.
Mm.
Like, he was a piece of shit. And because you pick pieces of shit, you might have a couple more in your box that's pieces of shit. But hey, you gotta do better because there's some people out there that's worth being with. That might really, you know what I'm saying, love you and do right by you, but you so stuck on the fact that, oh, he did this, he did that. That's the same thing so-and-so-and-so did. Now you jumping out the bushes on people. Anybody got time for that shit? Now you look crazy. People can't be with you.
Because
you got to figure out how you can be whole and get yourself together and get over whatever you've been through so that you can stop bringing people down. People want to holler about dating outside your race and doing this and the third because the niggas ain't this and niggas ain't that. All that stuff is overrated. It's not a solution to our problem because our problem is something that we have to deal with as a race. And adding other people to the table ain't going to solve the problem.
Mm. Another comment. I'm a black woman, and it is my experience that black men are a threat to black women. from fathers abandoning their children, brothers, cousins, uncles molesting, taping their sisters, cousins, and nieces to abuse and murder. I don't like these truth either. It's shameful. But if we are going to have a conversation about black men, let's tell the truth in lieu of hiding their discretions and disturbing behavior. Are black men that terrible to the black woman?
It's a lot of niggas who ain't shit. Like I keep trying to say, it's enough of y'all, enough of niggas that done some fucked up shit to people. They have. But the facts of the matter are, it doesn't make everybody the same person. Like, it's a whole lot of people who might have done been touched by somebody in their family or somebody who was supposed to have been a friend of the family. But that's not just happening in black communities. And that's the thing that I don't understand. And that's, again, another reason why I say black people don't need to be intermingling with other people to that level is because of the fact that we need to fix ourselves. Y'all want to compare yourselves to white people. Oh, the white people do this. White people been fucking children for the longest time. They the ones made these fucked up rules to where in certain states you still can fuck minors. And that shit ain't nothing wrong with it because they come up with all these loopholes where parents can sign people over and all kind of bullshit. That's the shit that they've been living off of and been doing forever. Y'all want to compare yourselves to Guadalupe and all of them. Them other countries, they fucking kids too. They doing, y'all doing all kind of stuff over there. So you can't sit here and say, oh yeah, black people are only ones who doing da 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 da. It don't make the shit right. But at the same damn time, some of y'all don't have the right type of mentality. You ain't teaching the people about self-control, birth control. You ain't doing none of that shit. You want to blame somebody. If somebody done been in a situation where they been fucked over, they fucked up, and therefore, if you don't get people no help, all y'all want to do is pour a little oil on somebody's head and say, it's going to be all right. I'm going to pray that the Lord bring you out of this here.
Cancer going to grow.
This person going to keep on contaminating people, and every year, everybody who they done touched and bothered with, they now got a broken piece on them, and they fucking little kids are messing up in some area of their life, so now it just won't stop. Yeah. So you can't just say it's the black man. It's the society that we're in, and it's messing with all people in our community. Because what about the children? The children watching the parents in these toxic ass relationships.
Exactly.
So how the hell you think you rotating niggas in and out of your house? They calling everybody uncle somebody. Mm-hmm. Uncle don't come back no more. Mama friend. All of that bullshit. Or you stick with a nigga who the churn daddy that go upside your head, or he got babies outside y'all house. All kind of stuff that y'all show kids and they grow up and they do the same stuff y'all do.
Well, my daddy was a ladies man. You got a little Emmett in your house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, teenage pregnancy. You was over. My mama had me when she was 15.
Yeah, so ain't nothing wrong with it.
You know what I'm saying? Or me and my mama smoke weed together. She know I smoke or whatever. It's just
so many things.
Yes. It's a lot of things that goes into the situation. But we can't be on opposite sides of this fight right now. You know what I'm saying? We have to come together. So I want to know what it's going to take to mend this fence between the black man and the black woman, where it's some on both sides, where it's some black dudes that like talk bad about women and there's some black women that talk bad about black men. We need to bring those two warring fashions back in, or they just need to go gay or some shit like that.
They don't even got to do that. It's the fact that they don't need to exist, because to be quite honestly, they taken away from the whole process. The whole movement is fucked up when y'all can sit there on the sidelines and say that you pro whatever for black women, but then you hate black men. Like, how the hell are we gonna have some more black women if we having them with white men?
Yeah.
Or whoever, whatever other race men. So that you are trying to make your own people extinct, because it won't be no more of you if you fucking around with Kamala Harris' husband. So what y'all think finna come of that? Ain't a damn thing.
So it's a thing to look at, man. I just want to know like what it's gonna take, because it's a sad day when you got people that feel the way they feel on both sides, and it ain't supposed to be like that. And we just, like I said, we got to come together in a time like this. And I don't like seeing stuff like this online.
But I think it's families first. Because
we got to fix it from the inside.
When y'all let shit happen in your family and you're telling the churn to get over it, it done been enough years. You should have done let that go. Your uncle dead. All that shit there, your mama need to fess up. The churn need to fess up. Daddies, whoever. Y'all got to just be real about the shit that's going on.
It's the reason.
And people hurting. And people trying to deal in their everyday life. And it's not okay for you to tell somebody just get over it. At least you're alive. The person didn't kill you. Mm-hmm. You still got something to be happy for.
Well, look at it this way. No.
Those things may be true, but you got to get the person some help. And until they are okay with the situation and move past it, you can't just, you know, try to minimize those types of things, because that's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. Those people who got them outrageous comments, they have been traumatized, or someone close to them has been traumatized. Mm-hmm. And when you have that level of, you know, problems and you haven't worked through that shit, that's how you get to be toxic. Because you should, that's like a white person saying, the reason why I hate niggas is because some black man ran into my grandma's house and stole some family heirloom. Like, really? That's what we're going to go with? Like, every black person ain't robbing you. So you can't have one encounter with somebody and now say everybody that looks like this person or fits that profile is that same type of character. So we just got to do better.
Let's fix this internally. Starts inside. Let's keep our families together, our units, and let's fix this problem, because the black family is a beautiful thing. Black love is beautiful, and we got to love ourselves. That's just the thing. We got to start loving ourselves. And until we start loving ourselves, we can't love nobody else. Queen Germ said it here first. That's her word.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel about it, because we really just have to do better. And that's just as simple as it can be.
Let's lighten up the mood around here, man. Queen Germ, I got to ask you. You know, it's about that time of year. You know, Freaknik time.
Spring break
time. All that good time. Orange Back Crush. In the day, Orange Crush, Kappa Luau. What they used to do in Galveston. It was something they used to do down there. It was things everywhere. Daytona, all that stuff. Did you ever attend any events?
Only thing I ever went to was Orange Crush. And that was in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
On Tybee Island.
Oh. So.
I didn't get a chance to do the... But no, whatever. Players Ball was what we did in Georgia Southern. So I did do that.
Okay. So you didn't act scandalous enough. There's no old VHS footage of you.
It's probably.
Oh, wow.
Probably.
Oh, wow. Not doing nothing crazy. Nothing that you would be.
Hey, come on now. Thank God for the VHS.
Wow. That's wild. I guess I need to not
watch. I'm sure I showed my titties several times. But
Jesus, why would you do that?
To get the beads. I know I showed them when I went downtown. I mean, went to St. Patrick's Day stuff. When I went to New Orleans.
How long you went?
I didn't go to Mardi Gras, but whenever I've gone to New Orleans, it's always a party. You stay out late enough, people start throwing beads
at you. I was with you. I don't remember pulling your titties out.
When I've gone to Orlando, they did similar celebration.
Jesus Christ, I married a thot. Are you serious?
Okay. If that's what you want to call it.
Are you out here just showing your titties for beads that you can buy about a fucking dozen for like $3?
It's not beads that you can buy. It's beads that you earned. When you go to the club and the people see your neck is heavy of beads, they like, oh yeah, she's a winner. That's what the people think.
You can buy those same beads walk around like Mr. T and they can say they have that same issue and not show one fucking...
Nipple got plenty of exposure.
Oh, man. Wow.
Areola.
Wow. Man, wasn't expecting that.
I mean, you
wanted to... I was expecting a dry-ass story. I wanted just to... Oh, nah, never gone. Nope. Nah, of course, I would never do.
You've been there. You came back with pictures of bloody pussy.
That wasn't mine, though.
It was yours.
It wasn't mine. That was a camera that I found, and I told you. It was yours, my nigga. I found it. And that's
and this is the reason why when y'all say, oh, why is she always saying something negative about that man? He can't be that bad. She's still with him. Oh, it's a lot of people who be with people who they shouldn't be with. But nonetheless, this nigga has hurt me. He has wronged me on multiple occasions. So the shit that I deal with, yes, I can't help but keep bringing it up. Because it's some shit that I don't know about that's happening behind the screen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm the most transparent person you ever met.
But carry on with the picnic in the Daytona experience, besides the bloody pussy.
I ain't know nothing about that till I found out. You found out before me, so.
And again,
nobody knew about that.
Disrespectful.
Hey, I'm not disrespectful.
I was pregnant, and this nigga got this shit going on. I should have left his ass then.
No, but here I go. Look where you at now. Look where you at now. Look at that.
In a garage.
Recording one of the dopest podcasts out there.
In a garage.
It doesn't matter. It's a studio. Garage. It's a studio.
In a cold studio.
Yes. We got heat. You want to turn the heat on? Is that what you want? I mean, mm-hmm. We got heat in the studio. Don't be like that. Don't downplay what we doing the magic at. Shoot.
But you couldn't deny what you said. So what was your experience on the Freakneeks and the Daytona trips?
Well, you know, I got to experience a couple Freakneeks. You know what I'm saying? That was like the first time. That was like the wildest. Like, that could not happen today. Like, there is no way possible we could still have those festivals in today's climate doing the things that happened there, because it just, I don't know, people are too freaky now and it would just go crazy, and they're not respectful. Like, think about you dumping that many people in Atlanta and the places how Atlanta is now before Atlanta changed. Old Atlanta, as they call it. That wouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? First of all, parking. Not going to be able to do that. Having the city all jammed up like it used to be, not going to have that. Like, you know, it wouldn't be what they thought it would be. And it just, I think on the other end, like the way these people acting, these hypersexual individuals, as you want to call them, you know, it'll be disgusting. Like, yeah. You'd just be, you know, you'd be taking your kids to school.
Drugs, and these kids taking their kids, y'all drinking, smoking, snorting,
it'd be so much going on, man. People missing. Oh, my God. Like, but at least they have cell phones now. You can probably keep up with people a little better. But, oh, my, it'd be terrible. It'd be like, yes, child, what they call this stuff when they be stealing people and shit?
Abduction.
Yeah. Oh, the rates would be high that weekend. Motherfuckers would be coming up missing. Oh, she went down to Atlanta for Freaknik. I ain't seen her since. Oh, yeah, she gone. She in Las Vegas. She in Las Vegas selling pussy. And she, that's where she at.
Like I said.
She in some small town.
Anybody gonna run a train on me, I'm gonna run a train on me.
Oh, Lord.
It ain't gonna be no random niggas, man, doing no lineups. Man. But you know.
If you never Bill Cosby catch you don't know what's going on. Next thing you know, the whole room, they cleared you out. And you wake up, you got them, got
everything
grits.
Everything stretched out.
Got grits and cream of wheat all over your body. You don't know what the hell going on.
That
shit would be, hey, bro. That shit was wild just seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah, you was
No, I was not.
Yeah, you was indulging.
No, I did not.
You had to.
I didn't. I'm telling you.
That's
I was just
saying,
I was
rubbing on your leg now, trying to keep yourself together.
I was just thinking about, like, just my first time seeing all that craziness. Like, you walk into a mall and you see some dude standing there, some girl necking the niggas, and you're just like, oh my God, you're sucking dick in public? Like, that shit is wild. You know what I'm saying? And you just see people just, it was crazy. And just the way, like, dudes used to treat the girls, bro, like, I ain't gonna front. It was wild. Like, girls walking down the damn sidewalk or whatever, it's like every nigga she walked by, just walk up and just grab. You can't do that to women no more.
You should have never been doing it. But the exactly. thing about it is, if you half naked, that's what you telling the people. It's because the thing is, when you come to those type of events, that's an unwritten rule. That ain't the sidewalk that you at downtown, whatever city.
Yeah. Oh,
that
no.
That is the
grope walk.
Exactly. That's what.
Because it was. I was like, man, this shit is wild. I saw a girl walk down the damn sidewalk, and she probably got her butt felt by at least 60 niggas. And I said, I know that. I mean, some niggas, you know, different variants of grabbing. And I was just like, so y'all just going, I mean, just touch every girl that walked by y'all. Y'all niggas wilding.
And they nasty because they getting free feels.
Some niggas will block a girl off so she can't go by until she get felt. And I was just like, yo, if that shit happened today,
they'll all be cased up.
Man, it'll be ridiculous. So, oh my God. So, yeah, that behavior.
But you enjoyed it because you was feeling on somebody.
No, I wasn't. I was a gentleman.
You wasn't.
I did. Man, no, I have respect for women. I don't do shit like that, man.
You don't have no respect for women.
Yes, I do.
You hate me.
I don't hate you. Why would you say something like that?
Okay.
Queen Jern just be saying some wild shit, but yeah, you would be out there. But yeah, man, so shout out to all of y'all that's sitting back reminiscing about them old memories from all the little trips y'all used to take with your fellows. You know, all y'all cramming together in a room. Y'all scram together that room money, and you might have only got like $100 for the weekend.
Sleeping on random people hotel floor.
Yep, you know, hey, I know. know one time we went, it was about goddamn 13 of us in the goddamn room. That room was $30 for the whole, for 4 days. We had so many motherfuckers in the room. That goddamn room was $30.
And it was stink.
A piece. Niggas was stink. Hey, that shit was crazy.
Because I know at least 10 of y'all was fucking somebody.
Oh, no. Nah, not in the room. That was the rule. You can't do nothing in the room. Because there was always niggas in there. Like,
if you say so.
That was y'all rule. Like, hey, bro, don't be bringing no girls back in here now. Because niggas
was somebody was fucking in the bathroom or something. Man. They had somebody in there.
Man, I don't know. I wasn't. I was thinking about my baby at home.
You wasn't. You weren't thinking
both
about
both of them. Mm-hmm. Both of them. You wasn't. Because she sent me with a pair of her drawers in the bag. I was like, oh, look at her. I still have them in that bag, too, I believe.
Yeah. Get a new bag.
Oh, no. But, yeah, man. You ain't shit. I ain't shit? How? I'm just talking
you
about
you should not have even gone. You had a girlfriend who was pregnant, and that should not even have happened. But
that was that was my last trip of my life.
And that's a lie, but whatever.
It was just like the last trip, like, yes, that yes.
And you took a lady with you on a trip with a bloody coochie.
Listen, I needed somebody that was dry. I was going with two fucking felons.
But you lied, and that should have been the foundation of the fact that I should have never trusted you. You lied. You lied. You didn't tell me that Heifer was going. Otherwise, you know you couldn't go. You knew you wouldn't be able to go nowhere with a woman. And you lied. And that still is the fact. So, it is what it is.
That was a white lie.
It was a nigga lie. And it should have never happened. And you never really apologized because all you did was give an excuse but to justify why you was able to say that this person was going because you needed somebody who could drive. Otherwise, I would have got stuck driving. This woman was a whore. And
that's not my problem.
It is your problem. No, because if I was as crazy as I should have been, upon finding that, you wouldn't even be able to do a podcast because you shouldn't even be drawing breath right now.
But the whole thing is, that wasn't my type. That wasn't my person. I mean, what she does with her life is her life. Okay. She is a woman.
So we going to ignore the fact that you lied to go somewhere and the person that you went with was an embarrassment. You should not have gone
nowhere.
That's
not a reflection on me.
It is.
I went with a lot of embarrassments then, if you want to say that. I got one nigga
How much proof of it do you have? Proof.
One nigga went. He lost all his money before we even paid for the hotel room. He got caught in the little, picked a little cap under the game. Nigga took all his damn money. I said, man, what the fuck? Oh, man. He had to sit in the room all weekend. Hence, he was the one that was in the room. He was playing Madden all week because he ain't had no money. You know what I'm saying? He had enough money to pay for the room, and that was it. He had no more money, so he stayed in the room the whole weekend. And we think he was the one that took the pictures. But
I don't care who took the pictures. My point is, again, giving you an opportunity to apologize for your poor decision-making. Again, you just want to justify you were wrong, period.
Okay, in that situation.
Because if I left pregnant with your child and went on a trip with a nigga after lying after lying saying I'm going with my family, friends, sisters, somebody, and you find out later on after I come back that I was actually with a nigga, it don't fucking matter because the nigga like women. So if you with a broad that like niggas, you can't tell me nothing about that shit that ain't 100%. You act like you don't know who was doing what. I don't know who dick she could have been sucking, she could have been doing. Business. It could have been your. I'm talking about, it could have been you.
It wasn't.
But that's what you say.
That's the truth.
And I don't go for it. Because if you lied to go on the trip with the lady, I don't know what y'all was up to. And the shit was foul.
So, again, I apologize for not being 100% transparent on the situation. No.
I apologize for lying. It ain't no need to say 100% transparent because you lied.
I didn't lie.
Yes, you did. You lied. You lied, and you got caught. That was the most embarrassing part of it. You wanted to shame the lady because of what she did. I don't give a fuck about that shit. She wasn't even supposed to be there. Uh-huh. Then when you tell me she wasn't just a random bitch that was happened to be in y'all room, this bitch slept with y'all the whole fucking weekend. That's the shit I didn't care for. Oh, but I'm supposed to believe that the nigga I'm with who lied about taking a bitch on a trip didn't do nothing with a bitch that y'all had to lie about being on the trip.
That's like
don't sound 100%.
I mean, that's the way it goes.
They say a sucker's born every day.
There ain't no sucker. I mean, if I just don't get it. Some people just a homie, and that's just what they is. Like, it ain't nothing.
Like I said, if it was so much to homie, you would have told the person who you should have been honest with, and you did not. So you lied.
I know you was gonna trip.
You should forever and ever realize that is a knock against you. It's going to always be a knock against you because that speaks to your character. You can sit there and lie about something that you claim didn't mean nothing. Oh, you wanted to go so bad to hang with some friends?
Yes.
That you would lie? Okay, so that tell me.
I'm glad I did.
That tell me everything I need to know about
you. I'm glad I did because that was, we had a lifetime of fun on that trip. So
like I say, and then I got to pay for it.
You ain't paying for nothing. You need to let that go because you take my word for it. Nothing happened like this. I'm like, her? No.
I mean, it doesn't matter because as a nigga, if you were on the other side of that thing, you would feel the same way I did. And you wouldn't have responded
if it was one of your homeboys that you knew from the age of 13.
Nigga, I ain't never met the bitch before. So clearly she ain't that much of your friend.
Because the first time you met her, it was seeing that picture. So, I mean, hey, why would you meet her? Like, you know.
But like I said, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, because you need to let that go.
It don't matter how the fuck I feel. I should let it go. Meanwhile, a nigga couldn't even give me a heartfelt apology. I'm supposed to let it go just because it's been time. That time don't heal all wounds.
I mean, okay, I apologize for lying about everything.
See, don't even know. Let's go on to the next thing on the docket.
I'm just saying because it's
you don't really know what you're apologizing for.
You saying that I didn't tell you that she was going. So I'm apologizing for not telling you she was going. That's what I'm apologizing for. I mean, because I knew how you trip about that and I needed a driver. So I was that cheap.
It doesn't matter. Like if your friend's dad fucked up to where ain't nobody could drive, y'all niggas didn't need to go. Like, you need to either commit to being a driver or you needed to commit to not going. Yeah. But whatever it was, it should have never been no situation where you thought that, oh, I got the perfect solution. I'm going to bring a ratchet hoe with me just because she could drive. What? That don't even make good sense. But, hey, hopefully you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. Well, I learn from my mistakes, people.
He doesn't.
It's time to go. Into our favorite segment. One of our favorite segments. It's a rising favorite. It's the top 10 time. This week, in spirit of Fat Tuesday, since today at the time of this recording is Fat Tuesday. That means Mardi Gras Zone. Start of Mardi Gras. Shout out. Well, not to start, but you know what it is.
They've been celebrating for a minute now.
Exactly. So our top 10 this week is the top 10 best places to celebrate Mardi Gras. Okay. Shout out to Short T. I know he out there eating king cake today and all that, doing what all the people do on this day. But the best Mardi Gras celebrations in the United States, and here we go. First off, you can't have Mardi Gras without New Orleans. So, you know, New Orleans is number one. We're going to go from 1 to 10 this week, 1 to 10. New Orleans is number one. Number two is Mobile, Alabama. People don't know that Mobile, I think that was the start of Mardi Gras. Number three is Galveston, Texas. Number four, St. Louis, Missouri. Number five, Orlando, Florida. Number six, San Diego, California. Number seven, Rio de Janeiro. Number eight, Nice, France. Number nine, Beniche, Belgium. I might say that wrong. And number 10 is Venice, Italy. So, those are your top 10 places to celebrate Mardi Gras. Let me hear your top three, Queen Germ.
Of course, I would definitely say New Orleans is going to be my top. Mm-hmm. In my top. I guess Orlando.
Okay.
That's as good as it gets for me.
All right. I say, of course, New Orleans, Orlando, too. Galveston, Texas. That's a sketchy one. But I go San Diego, California. Because, you know, the weather's always nice in San Diego. Your bottom three, Queen Germ?
I don't have a bottom three.
You don't have a bottom three. Well, my bottom three will probably be the France one, the Belgium one, and the Italy one. I don't really want to leave the United States. You know what I'm saying? You know, this hemisphere. Is this the Western Hemisphere? Yeah. Yes. I don't want to leave this side. I like this. So, have another top 10 for you next week, man. Y'all know how it go, man. It's TV Talk time, Queen Germ. Abbott Elementary, what you think about this week's episode?
The principal always is on the shits. Yes. They try to make her look a little more human because apparently she had some issues with her grandmama, and the grandmama had to come and live with her for a little while, and I guess the grandma was so attached to her that now that she's living in a home, they had to do a little drive by the school and so that the grandmama could talk to her and all of this good stuff. So it made her look like she cared about somebody other than herself, but she's still the same old crazy person. Don't let this one episode fool you. The kids had a little step team, and then she tried to take over. She tried. Yeah, well, she took over. But then at the end, her and the, what's the other little teacher?
Janine,
they did it. They did have a good show, and everybody enjoyed it. So they did, the kids performed well. So it went exactly like Janine planned, minus her step routine was not the one they did.
Yes, her basic-ass step routine, they upgraded a little bit. They had their little moment. Then they had the moment in the break room about the coworker that didn't like pizza.
Oh, yeah. Everybody hates Chris guy.
He doesn't eat pizza. So let me ask you a question. Are you a pizza lover?
Love, love, love pizza. I don't really find it hard to eat pizza. Even the cheapest pizzas, I can dress it up some kind of way and I can make it do something for me.
Yeah, see,
but I love pizza.
I'm iffy about pizza. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
You iffy about a lot.
Yeah, but pizza, you know, like I said, I eat it, but I can go without it. You know what I'm saying?
Pizza is awesome.
Yeah.
Pizza is awesome.
I mean, it's good when it's good, but then it's like, you know, maybe I ate too much of it.
I'm not a pizza snob.
Yeah.
But I like a lot of different types of pizza.
Yeah. I like a thinner crust, though. I do know that.
I love the deep dish pizza.
Yeah. See, I really do. The thin crust is all toppings. You know, that's the only sensible way to eat it. I don't want to get full off bread.
I do, because I like bread.
Cheese on bread. I don't really. Nah. Give me the toppings.
Like, you know, that's Chicago deep dish pizza.
See, that's more hearty, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's hearty. I can understand getting full off that. But like a little thin old slice of pizza and shit like that, I don't want no thick ass bread. Give me the goddamn, just give me a thin crust, a lot of toppings. I can eat more of it.
I love pizza.
And pizza, like I said, it's all right. So shout out to that show, man. That was about all that happened about moments on that one.
Yeah. It was good. Your favorite person, you like to laugh at the janitor.
Hey, man, the janitor, man, listen, he steals the show. He comes in with his one-liners. He bailed out Ava and Janine, you know, during that little time of crisis, and he kept the crowd.
He had a little magic show going
on. Yeah, doing his magic tricks. So shout out to the janitor, man. He's the man. Then we had Wonder Years. Wonder Years was a good episode. Because it reminded me of my wife. Yes, how the mother and the other mother, how like they so much alike and everything. And then the daughter is just like them. It was like I seen my wife, my daughter, and her mother. Like I seen the whole little situation, you know.
Just how I don't know about that.
Yes, 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 yes. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, what's the mom?
They went back to the country.
Yeah, they went back to where her mom lives at and, you know.
Her parents.
Yeah, they from the big city, and they uppity. They act like the country was so slow, and they was acting all funny. And then
they fell in love with
the simple things in life. You know what I'm saying? Dean was acting funny with his cousins and stuff, trying to act like
he think that he had it going on. Had a turn calling him DJ.
Yeah, but then
like, nigga, the people call you just Dean at the damn schoolhouse.
Yeah, you're just Dean. Yeah, exactly.
So
he lying, talking about he could drive a car, end up wrecking the granddaddy car. You know what I'm saying? And so they made him shovel manure and stuff. But it was a...
Mama delivered a cow.
Yeah. Mama delivered a cow. What else happened?
That was about it.
Yeah.
Because the sister, they ain't showed nothing about the sister loving it.
Yeah, the sister, yeah. Like, she was like...
She was just there.
Yeah. Like, she wasn't even there. We saw her when they was leaving.
And when they arrived.
Yeah. No growth or nothing. No doing nothing. Like, she didn't do anything.
She reproduced the grandmama biscuit...
no,
recipe
she didn't learn to do anything. She learned to sew, nothing.
Yeah, so they might want to do a little better next time.
Like, damn, she was there, but she wasn't there. But shout out to them. Always a good episode.
Yeah, but it was good.
Yes, always good with the Wonder Years. Next up, we got Power.
Mm-hmm.
Force. I'm going to say this up front.
Some lady supposed to be suing 50 Cent by using one of her songs or something in one of them Power series.
Mm. That's awesome.
I saw something online.
People out there looking for a check. It's that time.
I ain't mad at them.
It's that time. Get that fucking money, people. Stop fucking around with them. Stop fucking around with them. But at any rate, Power Force, I'm going to say this. It's white as hell. And I don't know how the everyday casual, well, not the casual, but the Power fan, their core fan base, I don't know how they're taking this one. I think it's a little shock to the senses to see this much alabaster skin on the screen. And, you know, they give you some of the stuff that you're used to, but a lot of it is stuff that you're not used to. So I wonder how this is. I told you, this is going to be the one. Ratings. Yeah, this is going to be the one that brings in the mainstream crowd for 50. You know what I'm saying? But I wonder how the core fan base feel about it, because this whole episode, it was just like blah. You know, I was sitting there watching it, and I was just like, I mean, I get it. The CBI brothers, the coup is going on within, like the younger brother got a plan in motion to set up the older brother. I just don't know how. I think he's trying to kill Tommy. I think that's what it is. Tommy, the Diamond, and the younger Flynn son, they're trying to work together to, you know, build like a conglomerate to sell this dope. But the daddy's not with it because, you know, he don't want them doing business like that. But the daddy don't see the future. And he know the daddy finna die. So, you know, he's doing what's best for the family. But the daddy don't see it. But he don't know that the daughter making moves on the side. Everybody making moves around the daddy. Got their little side deals going, but the daddy don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? And so the daddy's, he's all fucked up.
Looking like Mary J. Blige.
Exactly. Seems like the story is familiar. So, got a lot going on over there. Tommy, the Russians, the ones that Ghost killed, I think Jason was his name. Mm-hmm. And the Serbians in Chicago found out about Tommy, so now, you know, they was on the radar for him. They bust in the door looking for them drugs that Tommy found. And those two guys end up missing because, you know, Tommy's just a fucking sniper, marksman, like can shoot anybody from distances and everything. Tommy is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So he saved the day for Ileana. But the Serbians knew about him, and he ended up with a meeting, threw the dope back, ended up killing everybody.
Yep.
Who was that helped him? It was somebody that was shooting with. Oh, yeah. The younger Flynn guy. The son.
Oh, that's right. It was
the son.
Yeah, the son.
And so he was helping Tommy. So now they in it together. And I don't know.
Said that's how you get a cookie.
Yeah. And so they're trying to do this pipeline. Diamond said he ain't with it. So the two white boys working together. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to be weird because, like they said, they're Eskimo brothers. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's no problem for white boys. They cool with being Eskimo brothers. Like, that's a badge of honor.
Is that right?
Yes, I think, maybe.
Having sex with the same girl is what you referencing?
That's what they call Eskimo brothers, yes. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, not at the same time, just in different, it could be at different points. You're like, oh, Eskimo bros, you know what I'm saying?
I guess that's a cute thing for somebody.
That's what they call it, man. Even if it's not politically correct, we don't give a fuck. So, that's all for TV Talk. We covered all the three shows. We are still watching Snowfall. Well, I am. I don't know if you ever watched that, Queen Charm.
I'm pretty sure I've seen an episode or two, but okay. I ain't
home. Bel Air, we watched that. You saw the last episode of Bel Air, though, so you have watched one at least. I did watch that Earthquake special on Netflix. It was hilarious.
Yeah,
30 minutes.
Yeah, they should have gave him a little more time.
Yeah, 30 minutes. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? But, I mean, I guess any exposure.
He'll be back.
Because Earthquake ripped it up. Not for the faint of heart, because Earthquake was talking shit. You know what I'm saying? But he was giving you classic Earthquake material. You know what I'm saying? Like his whole, you know, the whole thing, the way he did his thing, Earthquake still got it. So, shout out to Earthquake. That was dope. I didn't watch the Madea thing. You want to watch that? Are you interested in it?
I mean,
Madea Homecoming.
We can, just for the sake of the talk.
Yeah, we could probably do like a short little. We watch that shit and do like a short little blurb about that one night. Well, we can watch it next week and record it for some extended content.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Queen Jern, it's time for your favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Cinema. Mad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or I just make them up. Luckily, this is one submitted to us from one of our listeners. So shout out to y'all. And before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. Hell, we ain't got SAG cards. But every week we come in, we do this improv for y'all. And this week, the situation goes a little something like this. The ratchet therapist gets the wrong order at the Popeye's drive-thru. So, Queen Germ, situation goes like this. You're a Popeye's worker. You're tired of everybody bullshit. The new sandwich just came out. The ratchet therapist is coming in because his order wrong. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Action. Excuse me, ma'am. Can you stop typing on your phone, ma'am?
How can I help you, ma'am?
I ordered two chicken sandwiches with no plain, right? I got this. Both of these sandwiches got that mayonnaise or whatever that is on there. Could I get two more?
What you need two more for? Them things is perfectly fine. But it came fresh out the grease.
But I said no sauce on them. And y'all got sauce on them.
You could wipe that shit off.
But that's not the thing. I asked, listen, ma'am, I just got out of a lot. Listen, I don't know. I'm not trying to demean your job or nothing like that, ma'am. I'm really not. But I'm a therapist, right? I hear people's feelings all day long. And right now, I just got through with a damn couple. This man and this woman came in there, a goddamn Groupon order. And them motherfuckers, they gave me a hard motherfucking time. They don't understand. I don't like doing the Groupon things because I don't make no money off of them. Groupon take all the goddamn money. But besides that motherfucking point, man, I need this motherfucking two more fucking sandwiches without sauce on them, please.
So what you want me to do?
I want you to get me two motherfucking sandwiches without...
You messing up our inventory.
That's not my problem. You just order is wrong. Clearly okay, on the receipt, it say plain.
Can I see a receipt?
The receipt right there say plain. It say right there plain. This shit ain't plain. So can I get two plain ones is all I'm asking, man. I mean, damn.
So you gonna curse me and you want me to still fix your food?
I mean, ma'am, you cursed me as soon as I walked up.
All I said was I'm trying to do something. You didn't even say excuse me.
I tried to. You was like there tapping on the phone like that's you at right, work. You shouldn't be on your phone anyway.
I got an
anyway.
Emergency that I had to deal
listen,
with.
Listen.
So my life, I know I'm not a therapist, but right now, I got to fix your food, right?
Yes.
So if you would like me to fix your food, so you might want to come at me with the right type of attitude. But man,
apparently, my order ain't right, so you ain't good at your job. I'm a therapist. I'm good at my job.
I rang up your shit.
I help people all day. All you do is ring people up, and you ring them up wrong, because then my order is wrong.
No. Because if you say on your receipt, it says plain, I did my motherfucking job.
No, you didn't.
So therefore, the person who received your order did not.
Are you not a representative for your company right now, ma'am?
Listen, sir.
Are you a solo? Are you an independent contractor, ma'am?
You make so much.
Yes, I'm a therapist.
How about you go and get you a sandwich someplace else?
I need you to come see me in therapy because you need some help, ma'am.
I don't need no help.
Hey, listen.
You need the spicy
chicken, first consultation on the house.
With no mayo.
I need plain.
With no spread.
Plain.
That's what you would like, right?
How about you put plain and you go back there and make sure they plain, ma'am?
I'm not gonna go back there and do nothing. I will
first
ask
thing on
them,
therapy on me.
How about that?
You come sit on my couch.
You probably want me to sit on something, but I don't want to sit on nothing.
See, ma'am, you must have been molested as a child. Something wrong with you.
I wasn't. Something wrong with you. You would just throw that ass.
I just told you I'm a therapist. Why would you want me to come sit on something?
Why do
you need help, ma'am? I bet you angry. Working at this fast food job has damaged your brain.
And you eating this fast food is damaging yours.
Hey, I can't listen. I can afford to eat this. Can you?
Yeah.
Can you
afford everything up in here.
Okay. Well, look, ma'am. Can you afford this therapy?
I don't need therapy. So take your little dirty ass card and go on about your business. Now, do you want these sandwiches or do you want your money
back?
Make
sure that plain, ma'am. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If you'd like to see us act out a situation, please send one in.
Talking about you a therapist, nigga. You ain't shit.
It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. When we read rap lyrics over here, we read them in our office voice, our professional voice, our distinguished voice. But you just got to make sure you read the lyrics that was on the paper. And this week, it was a user submission. Shorty, he's just getting all the drops this week. You know, he submitted this one weeks ago, and we finally getting around to it because, you know, we had the shit play out the way it played out. But hey, Shorty, we honor our motherfucking people to write in. And this one goes a little something like this. Yo, I need a gangster bitch. She don't sleep and she don't play. Sticking up girls from around the fucking way. Strapped but lovable. Hateful but huggable. Always in trouble and definitely fuckable. See her now. Booms and pounds. She's mine, friend. Puffing on a blunt, sipping on a Heineken. She's got charm, a firearm to match mine. Going to the movies, packing his and her nines. Wearing Carhartt and leather. Motherfuck the weather. On Valentine's Day, doing stick-ups together. No one to blame. No shame in her game. And when we fuck, she makes me scream out her name. She's not petty, confident, ready. Right for late night, we play fight with machetes. This goes out to all the gangster hoe pros. Give me a ghetto girl. Fuck a Soul Train hoe. That was the ghetto poet known as Apache with his hit, Gangsta Bitch. You remember that song from back in the day?
No. I don't listen to stuff like that.
Wow. Wow. Hey, check next week. Queen Jerm be back reading them. Or will she? Might have a guess. Never know. HBCU Confession Times. HBCU Confessions. When I go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and read them to Queen Jerm. And this one goes a little something like this. Just strapped down my roommate. After winning three games of tic-tac-toe, we were bored. And she cannot take a strap to save her life. It's almost embarrassing. I called a friend midway through, and we slutted her out. Took turns strapping her and getting eaten out. Boredom can lead to strange places. Spellman. Queen Jerm, react.
Man. Y'all can't keep going to these girls with the stuff in there. This is not okay. I just can't. I just can't, sir. I just can't.
What?
You telling me, you want me to believe that this is happening for real?
Yes.
Somebody strapped down the roommate?
Yes.
I don't think so.
You don't think two girls can have sex like that?
I just want to not believe that.
I mean, she might have been, you know, like, hey, seen her roommate. She looked like a boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey. Why does the roommate look like a boy? Because she's a girl.
I mean, I understand that.
And she might look like Lil Boosie or something. Or got dreads or
maybe
whatever.
Maybe she just looked like a girl. Or maybe it just says that she got strapped down. She couldn't take the strap to save her own life. It was almost embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, I just don't want the people to have to do that. Like, that's not okay.
I mean,
like, we got to be better than that.
Amen.
It's not okay. Like, ladies got to be a lot more ladylike. That shit is not ladylike.
It don't sound like the girl wanted it. Telling them not to live their life.
But I'm just saying, it don't sound like the girl wanted it, though.
Hey, man.
She didn't like it.
Hey, it was embarrassing. She couldn't take it. Maybe she was a virgin. Who knows?
Who knows? But that's not okay. It's not okay.
Be careful out here. It's prowlers out here, ladies. Yeah. Men and women. Nasty. Predators. Watch out.
They see you looking weak.
They get you, yes. Look at that. Then she said she called a homie midway through and like, damn, that's some old nigga shit. Like, god damn, is that how the women moving these days? Hey, I hear boy.
There's some people just gangster.
Shit. Oh, god damn, boy. It's tough out here. Woo. Well, it's Keep It 100 time. Queen Jerm, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes, my Keep It 100 is for anybody who need to hear this. I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you think you looking big in that outfit, it's only because you do.
100.
And that's my Keep It 100. Y'all put it on, wear that shit, don't let it wear you. But I can tell you right now, if you look big, it's because you are big.
Hey. Queen Germ with the nugget out here.
I'm just saying. Ain't no need to lie.
And ain't nothing wrong with looking big in a dress.
I'm saying it's okay though. Just wear it. Don't let it wear you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you committed to wearing it. Hey,
wear that
if you didn't get your target where you need to think you need to do to get in it and you still want to wear that motherfucking shit,
hey,
wear that motherfucking shit.
And it's some, I bet we got a top 10 cities. I can make you a top 10 cities list about where to wear some shit now. Because New Orleans welcome to foolishness. I'm talking about the people you, if you got anything in your closet that you think you need to wear, I'm talking about if pieces of the body falling out, the colors is loud, the stuff don't match, whatever you got going on and you want to strut it, New Orleans is one of the best venues for it. I'm talking about you would get some compliments about some of the most wicked outfits that you could ever toss on your body.
Wow. I might keep it 100, go a little something like this. Blood don't make you family.
100.
Blood does not make you family. Just because y'all got the same last name, people might be blood related to, you know what I'm saying, your people. That don't make you family. All right? And you don't have to be fake and act like you like niggas that's in your family. Keep that same energy when you see them niggas. Act the same fucking way. The ones that you show love to, show love to them. The ones that show love to you back, show love to them. The ones you don't fuck with, don't fuck with them. Keep the chitter chatter to a fucking minimum. You know what I'm saying? It's okay.
You sound a little upset.
Nah, I'm not upset. I'm just trying to say, look, that's just how I move. My phone number ain't changed in fucking 17 years, 18 years, how long I had this motherfucking number. Same goddamn number. So if you want to talk to me, you can call me. Don't hit me with the, oh, why you ain't called me? Why you ain't called me? I don't have your motherfucking phone number. That's why I ain't call you. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So remember, people, blood don't make you family. All right? That's my.
Well said, I guess.
Winner or loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner this week is Mr. Jordan Jackson.
Winner!
He is an honor student, 16 years old. He walked into a Foot Locker the other day, and this was in Southland City Center, and someone in the line saw that he was a young kid looking at a pair of Jordans. Oddly enough, his name is Jordan. But ironically, I guess, his name is Jordan. But in that process, the person was talking to him about school and everything, and they decided to bless him by paying for the Jordans. So he got him a free pair of Jordans from a total stranger after the person was able to say, you know, how you doing in school? Then they asked him, like, to pull up your grades on your parent portal. And he pulled up his grades, and the stranger handed him a gift card, and he was able to purchase his tennis shoes. So he's my winner. So hard work, good things pay off, good things come to people, good people too.
Hey, shout out to him, man. My winner, I had to change my winner. My winner is this guy here. Y'all remember the little, I keep saying that because people take that word bad, but the Central Park Exonerated, or whatever they call them, the Central Park dudes. All right, so one of them, Raphael, I think that's his name, maybe not him. I think the one that went to jail and did like the longest stretch. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. Don't make the shit up, man.
I ain't gonna make it up. All right, so yeah, Raymond Santana, that was his name.
Let me see what he looked like.
That was the one that was the one that just got caught up for no reason. Mm. So anyway, he was married to Delicious. And Delicious once out of the marriage saying that she married a narcissist, a liar, and a cheat. Mm. She said, I married a narcissist who was a complete liar and a cheat, and I'm finally ready to speak my truth. Stay tuned. Gloves off. So what I'm assuming is the money must have ran out. Because he got a little settlement, and he just got married to her real fast, and it probably went, you know, ain't no more.
How tall is he?
Ain't no more movie deals. Ain't no more checks coming in. And, you know, Delicious can't have that.
Yeah, they spending that money too fast.
Yes, yes.
They ain't been out of prison that long. They ain't even getting the money that long.
And you can't get with no girl that's expensive like that. The upkeep of Delicious is like
what is Delicious doing to upkeep herself?
living off, leeching off niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's her motherfucking goddamn. Yeah, so he's my winner for getting away while he still had a, like, I mean, he's broke now. She done broke him. You know what I'm saying? But my nigga, you the winner for getting away from it.
Winner.
If she left leaving you alone, you might have a chance to make it, nigga. All right? So, yes.
Then by the time you get the next check, you know
Raymond
what
Santana, with. You're my winner this week. Huh? It'll be another girl that's going to get him, though. He's a mark. They know it. Because if Delicious can get you, these new hoes will get you. You know what I'm saying? They'll get you. Yeah. So, got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yeah, my loser this week has got to be American Idol.
Loser.
Because they decided to pass on this young little lady named Grace, and she is Aretha Franklin's granddaughter. They say she got some room to grow. She might not be as great as her grandmother was, but the point is, you got to work with that. That's a legacy there. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to pass on her. It's always next year. That shit don't fly for me. So that's not okay. Just not okay for me. So, American Idol, you my loser this week because you shouldn't have passed on Aretha Franklin's daughter. Granddaughter. You could at least give the girl a little chance for the sake of the legacy of the grandma. Like, you just don't do shit like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my loser. All y'all black people out there asking prayer for Ukraine.
Loser.
Seen a lot of that shit at on the little gospel, because, you know, I ain't go to church Sunday, but I was watching the little shows and listening to the, you know, the religious stations, you know, because Queen Germ is an avid listener of the Christian stations in the car, so I get the spirit in me every once in a while. Catch her in the car driving, you know what I'm saying? So, and I would listen to a lot of people asking for prayer for Ukraine, and then I see on TV the way the Ukrainians, I guess you want to call them, are treating the black people over there. And it disgusted me. So I'm going to say like this. Fuck Ukraine. I ain't praying for shit. Fuck Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? We ain't praying for shit over here. And then my losers. If y'all was asking for prayers, y'all need to see how they treating our brown people over there. So yes. Fuck them.
Say that one more time.
Fuck them. Shout out time, Queen Jern. Got any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nurgle.
She represents her city. My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rule on Myself, Rick James, Bitch. RT3, my nigga J Will. Pepe J from Be More, Steph from Be More, Light Skin Kanye. Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston. We got Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Nanita, Sleazy the Black Farmer. We got Whole Black Pod Squad. We got Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. We got Dr. Cam. We got a disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis. I'm something else. The Power Lunch Hour. Shout out to Pork L, the Cool Out Corner. Shout out to 12 Cow, the good brother 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Network. Me and 12 Cow, I got a debate going on next with him coming up. LeBron versus Jordan. Of course, 12 Cow's taking Michael Jordan. I'm taking LeBron. And I'm going to school him in why LeBron is the GOAT and not this guy. I'm going to slay this Michael Jordan. These niggas with this image of Michael Jordan in their head. We're going to put it to bed, okay? And I'm a Jordan fan. So you can't. I'm doing this from a place of love, okay? It's okay, Jordan fans. We can say LeBron better than him. If the Dr. J niggas had to do it. All the other niggas had to do it when Jordan came on. So now it's time to pass the torch. It's okay, but I'm going to let 12 Cal know this. But shout out to him. Shout out to Eclectic Discussion Podcast, the whole Black Pod Squad, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Who else? Any other podcast fucking with us? You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game, Big Smash, Kendall Sunflower, and the Flower Power Podcast. Shout out to Just Red. We need to talk. Code Red, the podcast, just started back season three or four, one of them seasons, but he just came back. Shout out to him. We need to talk. West Virginia Uncommonplace. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out. Unpopular Opinion. Anybody. All y'all. Shout out. Mama Life Plus 3. Anybody else showing love, we appreciate it. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Claw and all the gang. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. MJ Money, 9S, Stacks, all them niggas.
MJ.
Yes. Fuck that nigga. But anyway. Yes. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. Time to rate your show.
With all we've had going on, niggas reliving trauma. You want me to get to forget about shit, but you want to talk about it and, you know, roll your eyes in the back of your head and think about memories from events that you should have never even thought about no more. But hey, I guess I got to get tougher skin. That's when the women start to be bitter against black men. But hey, nonetheless, thinking about everything that we covered tonight, of course, March the 1st, the day we recording, I got to give it a 9.
All right. Well, me, March 1, I'm going to give it a 3. See, man, I got a lot of people. Matter of fact, I'm just going to give it a 3.0 because it's March, and I'm going to start out with all the birthdays we got this week, man. Shout out to Amazing AP. Her birthday is March 2nd. So shout out to her when she hear this.
Turn up.
Shout out to my nigga Randy. He's March 4th. Shout out to my nigga Big B. He March 5th. Shout out to Saul Wright. He's March 2nd. Who else we got birthday this week? And anybody else who birthday this week, man, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. So, yeah. So I'm going to give it a 3.0.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Queen Germ, it's time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Let's tell the people, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. Easy. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting us. Tell a friend. Tell somebody. Hey, man. Maybe not this episode, because, you know, it wasn't the greatest. It was only 3.0.
You mad.
I'm not mad. What I'm mad about? I'm not mad. I'm excited. I'm happy.
Okay.
Life is great.
Okay.
I got the girl of my dreams right here with me.
Apparently not. Oh, wow. Go ahead.
But let's go ahead and close the show out. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
It was the Frocast, man. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com